Welcome back to Matlock Outlaw High School here. Score 17-5. 8 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Just beginning second quarter action. Remind folks, there's ball games going on there in Haynes, too. So if you get a chance, you might want to check that one out because this one will get over before that one does. So you go down and see how things are going for the Miss Chiefs and the Haynes Glacier Bear Gals. That's their last home game. All right, Chiefs have the ball far side. They'll bring it in now. Glacier Bears still in that man-to-man defense. Kicks the ball left-hand side to Henderson. He looks inside. Same starters all at well. Stegan is in here now for the Glacier Bears. Same starters for the Chiefs, however, as they come back to Marsden. He puts up a long three, and he's got it. Danny Marsden's not afraid to put that up, and he's got 10 points of the 20 of the Chiefs right now. Stegan out at the top. Gives up his dribble left-hand side to Badger. He looks at a three, decides they're not two, though. They come back to Stegan again. He'll reverse it back to Badger. Badger almost loses it, but gets control of it. Klinger comes across the lane. Now Green steps in. Now they find Klinger. Stops. Slides off the tip. Percy check. Bell comes back down, and he's going to alley-oop it outside. Then he steps on the out-of-bounds line on the pass, and the ball goes back to the Chiefs. Good play that time by the Glacier Bears. Kyle just wasn't able to get it as Gromley went up hard with him. I mentioned it last night. Klinger's at 6'8", and they've got Gromley at 6'3", but there's not that much difference, folks, between those two kids. All right, out at the top. Checking into the ball game is Chris Marsden now, and Henderson with the ball stops, almost loses it. Now they come back out to Gromley. Klinger comes out. Gromley's looking. Now they go down the lane, goes over to Williams. He goes down the center of the hoop, puts up the shot, rolls around. No, rebound comes back down in his hands, and now he puts it back up, and he's going to draw the foul. He had good inside position that time. Foul's on 11. Two, one. That's Stegan Jacobs, and that's going to send number 11. That's Chris Marsden at the free throw line. He's got 2 points already in the ball game. Stops, bounces it. Oh, off the side of the iron. No, doesn't go. Going to get another one as he was given the opportunity there. He was shooting the ball, so he's going to get two chances here. That's the first miss from the free throw line for the Chiefs. Second one off the front of the iron. No rebound. Fought for underneath. Stegan comes up with it. Goes out quickly to Badger. He'll bring down the left-hand side. 6:46 to go here in the first half of play. Glacier Bears with the basketball. Goes to Stegan. He looks inside to Klinger. Klinger's right there for a moment, but now they can't get the ball to him. Now they'll reverse it back around to Stegan. He looks inside for Swinton. He's found him. He wanted to go down and put the ball on the floor. Just as soon as he did, the weak side person stepped over and tied him right up. And basically what's happening is when Swinton put the ball on the floor, of course, and coming off hard off the backside was Chris Marsden, and he was able to time right up, but it's going to be Glacier Bear ball on the alternating position. Swinton with the ball right-hand side, looking, wanted to go inside, going to be knocked back out. As Green just wasn't open on that, Dillon tried to force it through there, and it's just not going to happen. He needs to look for Badger breaking out on that baseline. Now he gives it to him this time, reverse it back around to Klinger, back out to Stegan. He'll bring it up the top left-hand side. He'll go down the left-hand side, stops, gives up his dribble at the wing. They'll go back to Badger looking for Klinger underneath. Klinger's got his hand up there, but Gromley's right there. Now Klinger steps up, holds the ball high over his head. That's what he needs to do. Can't find anybody. Now he'll go hard to the hoop, stops, and he's going to draw the foul. Kyle's got that all night if he'll just take that thing because Xavier Gromley's really playing him tough underneath there, and so Kyle went hard to the hoop and was able to draw it. 6 minutes, 5 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Four team fouls each on both teams here. Looks like we're going to have Bethel coming into the ballgame next chance for the Chiefs. They go cross court to Badger, out to Stegan. Back to Badger. He looks at the hoop, changes his mind. However, as Henderson steps up and closes out nicely. Badger brings the ball back out, reverses it back around to Swinton. Back to Badger. We're working the left-hand side of the court. Back to Stegan. Back to Badger. He'll put up a three. Back off the iron. No rebound. Fought for underneath. Going to be controlled by Clark, and he's quickly down the court. Left-hand dribble. Stops. Puts up the shot, and he's got it. Trenton Clark's not afraid to go at the hoop no matter who is there, even though he's at 5'10", a sophomore. He's not afraid to go there, and exactly what he did there and got his easy bucket out of it. Goes to Swinton. Back out to Badger again, back into Klinger. There's Swinton all alone underneath. Let's see if he can put the ball back up. He should have put it up that time, but he'll kick it back out to Badger off the back of the iron for three. Doesn't go. Rebound down to Marsden. He's on the dribble. All by himself, however, rebounds behind his back, back to Gromley. Gromley stops, puts up the shot from just the free throw line, doesn't go. Marsden's fighting for it underneath. Glacier Bears fighting for it. Green and Stegen were both down there. Back to Marsden, stop, reverse it back up and in. Nice reverse one on that one as he got it easy going, and that's his 12th point. So he's got half of the points are the for the Chiefs right now. And they have 24. Glacier Bears have 5. 4:53 to go here in the second quarter. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout here, so give you a chance to catch up on a few things. Glacier Bears were 4 for 10 from the free throw line last night. Haven't been to the line at all. Both teams, team fouls, 4 each. So a little ways away from the 1-1 opportunities here. Weren't a lot of fouls last night either, as the Glacier Bears only, I say, got there 10 times. So only got 4 of those to go, while the Chiefs were at 13 opportunities from the free throw line with only 5 of those to go. Chiefs, however, have been to the line 4-7 times so far, 7 opportunities here to get some scoring. All right, Glacier Bears back out on the court. Chiefs step out on the court now. Going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Swinton inbound right here in front of me. Official hands him the basketball. Goes inside to Badger. Badger will take the dribble. He's going to run the top now a little bit. Goes left end side, looking for Green, sets the screen. Badger goes down the right, kicks it back inside to Klinger, but it's tapped away. Now Badger almost gets it, but Clark hustles up and picks it up on the off somebody's knee. Goes back to Marsden. He wanted to go inside to Bethel. He puts it up and in and is going to draw the foul. So Josh Bethel coming off that right-hand side. It was set up nicely, however, by Marsden, as he stops. The foul's going to be on 31. That'll be Kyle Klinger, and that's his second personal foul coming off the bench for the Chiefs, number 21. Colin Williams will get into the ballgame now. And looks like a quick seat for Clark right now as he'll sit down for a bit. Bethel at the free throw line. He played most of the JV game now, but he's getting into this varsity game also. He's a senior at 5'10". This one is off the front of the iron. Klinger comes down with it, loses it, kicks the ball back into Green, however, back to Klinger, and now there's going to be a foul on it here. So Bethel missed the free throw. Fouls on White, 2 5, so that'll be the second one on Henderson. So 2 on Gromley, 2 on Henderson. Glacier Bears are just could get a 1 more on either one of those kids, and I'm sure they'd have to sit down. Badger with the basketball right-hand side. Goes back to the left. Over to Stegen. He almost loses control of it. Back to Badger again. Green tries to post up inside. Good defense, however, by Bethel of the Chiefs. Now they come back to Swinton looking inside. Alley-oops inside. Stop. Puts up the shot from about 6. In and out. No. Klinger had a nice shot on it. They got him the ball low on the block, but he wasn't able to put it up and in. 4 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Chiefs with the basketball and the lead, 26-5. Now they go in the Marsden. Spin, move, puts it up out the glass, and good. So Marsden got the inside position, got Klinger on his back, and was able to get a nice, easy lay-in out of it. Swinton goes down hard, going to be tapped out of bounds, going to be Glacier Bear basketball. And Swinton beat his man, but he was able to tap the ball, and it goes out. Marsden's going to take a seat now, and Kristen Hayward will check into the ball game. He's a freshman. He got a lot of playing time in that JV game, so he can also get into the varsity game at the 3-minute 42 mark of the second quarter. Alley-oop inside to Klinger. Stops. He's surrounded by White. Back to Badger. Long three, a little bit too hard. Rebound comes down in the hands of Williams, and he's going to get it back to Bethel, and he'll bring it across the half-court line. Hayward, he'll set the offense now for the Chiefs. They go left-hand side to Williams. Back out to Clark down the center of the lane, puts it up, checked nicely by Klinger as they went inside hard was Marsden, Chris Marsden, and Klinger just swatted that one away, and Glacier Bears come up with it. Glacier Bears need to get a score on it. Green goes hard to the hoop, up, off, just a little bit too hard off the iron, and Glacier Bears are doing what they need to do here. They just can't get them to fall right now. 3 minutes to go here in the first half of play. 28-5 is the score. Comes back, stops, dribbles back out to the top as the Chiefs have the basketball. Marsden. Not yet. Badger puts a little bit of pressure on. They come back out to Hayward. Hayward gets it back into the hands of Bethel as Hayward breaks across the lane. Now he loses it, but able to gain control of it. Going to be tied up on the floor. Now there's going to be a travel on Bethel. He kind of lost the handle on the ball, had to chase it down, and ended up jumping on the floor, rolling around. Now we're going to have a substitution. Number 22, Carson Winter, comes back into the ball game, and looks like Bethel's going to take a quick seat on it. Coach is talking to him a little bit about what happened there. goes to Badger. 2:40 to go, first half of play. Alley-oop inside to Klinger again. Stops, hits a dribble on the fourth. Puts it up from about six. In and out, no. Glacier Bears can't buy one right now. Winter will bring it across the half-court line. Stops, kicks the ball back out to Henderson. He'll put a long three up, and it's good. He was at least 6 foot behind the three-point arc, and that's his fifth point of the ball game. Bethel will check back in at the next opportunity. He was a good 6 to 7 feet behind the three-point arc when he put that one up. Back to Swinton. He puts it up a little too hard. Rebound comes back down the hands of Williams, and he gets the ball back into the hand to Winter, who will bring it up across the half-court line for the Chiefs. 2 minutes to go here in the first half of play. Green comes out, puts a little bit of pressure on. Now he goes right-hand side. Down the center of the court goes Winters. He kicks it back out to Henderson. Goes over to Marsden. He stops, spins back around. Nothing going back to Henderson. Long three off the back of the iron. Rebound down to Stegen. He quickly gives it off to Badger, and Badger stops. He'll put up his own three. This one looks good. In and out. That thing was all the way down, and then it popped back out for the Glacier Bears. Not able to get it to go here. I don't know how you could get any farther down in and not have it stay, but it didn't. Winter. Carson Winter goes left-hand side to Henderson. Back to Winter as he breaks down the lane. Just about loses it, however, and gets it back. He'll come out and put up a three. No, rebound back down into the hands of Badger. And he's on the dribble quick up the court. 1:10 to go here in the first half of play. Jordan reverses back around, goes to Stegen. He looks inside for Klinger. Should go inside now. Klinger's got an advantage right now. There they find him now. Come on, look inside. There he is. Stegen over in the corner, but he's surrounded, and now he's going to get the ball back into Badger's hand. Badger wants the lane, doesn't go back to Swinton. Back to Badger. Oh, had the three-pointer, stops inside, puts it up from the free-throw line. Off to the right-hand side, gets his own board back and misses it, and it's going to go out of bounds. Glacier Bears, Jordan Badger had two good opportunities, just couldn't get either one of them to go. It's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Bethel back into the game for the Chiefs. Glacier Bears right-hand side, Green will have it. Slaps the ball looking, there's Klinger. Gets it out to Kyle, he holds the ball high over his head, takes one dribble, stops, got to put up the shot. And back to Badger, long three, in and out, no. Klinger gets it back, and now he's going to draw the foul. Kyle got good position that time, was able to pull down the board all right, but wasn't able to get it to go as the foul was on Chris Marsden. That'll be his second personal foul, or first one, excuse me. And that'll send Kyle Klinger to the free throw line. Kyle's going to get to the line for the first time, well, this weekend. This one's up on its way, off the back of the iron. No, he can't get that one to go. Glacier Bears just really struggling at it here as they have yet to score here in this second quarter. I mean, the ball's been right around the hoop a bunch of times, but just won't fall. Now he gets it to go. So he picks up his first one from the free throw line. That's his third point of the evening. 28 seconds to go. Coach Scott says, I want one shot here at 25 seconds to go in the first half. On the dribble, reverses it back around. Now goes down the center as Winters. He puts it up. Going to be a foul. Let's see what it's going to be here. The official's on the far side. She's walking over. Fouls on 2-2. That'll be Chris Winter. That's his first personal foul. Offensive foul, so Glacier Bears took that charge and was able to get the ball back with 13 seconds. Down to Badger, all the way over into Klinger. Stops. He brings the ball down. If he hadn't brought it down that time, he just went straight up with it. He had the easy shot. Goes back in Badger. Three-pointer on the way. Off the back of the iron. No rebound. Fought for underneath. And you can hear the buzzer in the background. So we're going to end this first half of play with the Metlakatla Chiefs coming away with 31 points. Haynes Glacier Bears finishing with 6 points, only able to come up with 1 point in that quarter here. So we'll be back to the KHNS studios for about 8 minutes or so. I'll give you a countdown on it, but looks like it's going about 8 minutes here before I return. Glacier Bears down 31-6 right now.